It's time for Bennard's Losers on the Funnel Fiasco Podcast Network.
Howdy, football fans. At long last, the college football season is upon us again. It seems clear that Leonard Postoses will never again fire up the smart pill machine, so I will do my best to honor his legacy with my own prognostications. Of course, you're not here to listen to me jabber on, so let's take a look at this week's games. Eastern Kentucky at Indiana. When the chicken salesmen pull into basketball town on Thursday night, they'll find a Hoosier squad who wants another taste of the success they had 2 years ago. The Colonels finished last season as the Ohio Valley Conference champions, and Indiana would be a good fit in that conference. Dean Hood's soldiers are ready for battle, but the Crimson Cream Puffs will have to find a way to defend the Rock. Bennard's loser, in a close one, Eastern Kentucky. Oregon at Boise State. The best Thursday night game in recent memory happens on the blue turf at Bronco Stadium this week. First-year coach Chip Kelly leads his flock east, and it's anyone's guess which uniform combination they'll have on. The horsemen will have to keep from being distracted by the bright feathers of the visitors. Both teams can make magic happen on offense, so it will come down to who can get the stops and set the tenor for the rest of the season. Bennard's loser, Oregon. Navy at Ohio State. Jim Tressel's Nuts have lost their last three bowl games, and they're anxious to regain credibility on the national stage. They can start by torpedoing the midshipmen when they sail into Columbus on Saturday. The Sailors aren't the powerhouse they were back in the day, but they've been enjoying a fair amount of success lately. They'll try to get 2009 off to a good start by cracking some acorns, but that ship has already sailed. Bennard's loser, Navy. Akron at Penn State. Joe Paterno begins his 8 millionth year as the head coach of the Pennsylvania Felines. The Nittany Kitties have spent the summer playing with their ball of yarn and are ready to pounce to the top of the Big 11. They'll get warmed up by clawing at some Ohio Kangaroos. The Zips hope to be able to hop safely out of Happy Valley, but they forgot to take the catnip out of their pouches. Bennard's loser, Akron. Montana State at Michigan State. When Rob Ash stalks his Bozeman Bobcats into East Lansing, he'll find Spartan Stadium has been well fortified against invaders. The Spear Totals will have their weapons sharp, and even if they don't, the Cats will still serve as an animal sacrifice. Bennard's loser, Montana State. Minnesota at Syracuse. The Big Ten's most improved team starts the season on the road at the Carrier Dome against the Big East reigning cellar dweller. The Orange have a new coach, but he won't be able to turn the team around this quickly. Tim Brewster's rodents are primed for tunneling their way to the top of the Big Ten standings, and that tunnel begins in New York. Bennard's loser, Syracuse. Toledo at Purdue. There's a new hope in West Lafayette, and the engineers hope the golden black locomotive can get back on track. They'll try to shovel some coal in when Toledo comes into the switching yard. Toledo hopes to gain more altitude than they did last year, but they should know better than to blast into the cradle of astronauts. Bennard's loser, Toledo. Northern Iowa at Iowa. Kirk Ferentz and his foul friends welcome the Cedar Falls Kittens. The Hawkeyes are flying high again, but swooping down on an FCS team doesn't take much doing. Expect to see the Raptors use this as practice to sharpen their claws for next week's battle against their in-state rival Cyclones. Bennard's loser, Northern Iowa. Nevada at Notre Dame. Offensive genius Charlie Weiss has faced some criticism from the Domer homers. He'll need to put together an impressive season if he wants to be granted absolution. He'll start off in the Indiana Vatican, defending against the Reno Wolves. The Western Predators haven't beaten a ranked team in a long time, and unless Charlie's rosary beads are broken, Saturday won't end that streak. Bennard's loser, Nevada. Western Michigan at Michigan. Rich Rod didn't endear himself to the Ann Arbor alumni with last season's dismal record. This year, he hopes to get his program rolling back in the right direction. He'll start by hosting the traditional directional Michigan patsy. The Broncos are capable horses, but they won't be able to keep from getting mauled. Bennard's loser, Western Michigan. Missouri at Illinois. The rivalry has favored the Tigers lately, but Ron Zook's tribe has no intention of letting the streak continue. Their tomahawks are sharp, and the show-me stalkers will need to use all their cat-like reflexes. With a new quarterback in place for Mizzou, this may be finally the year that Illinois gets the win. Bennard's loser, Missouri. Northern Illinois at Wisconsin. Brett Bielema's Badger boys are anxious to shake off the specter of an embarrassing bowl loss, and there's nothing like attacking a pack of Huskies to put one's mind at ease. The DeKalb Doggies can fare well against MAC opponents, but they'll find there's no room to sleep in Camp Randall Stadium. Bennard's loser, Northern Illinois. Alabama at Virginia Tech. When tragedy strikes in Blacksburg, as it does far too often, the Hokie faithful fill Lane Stadium to enjoy the release of Sweet Pigskin victory. When the Alabama tsunami crashes ashore, we'll see the first clash of top 10 Titans. Bowl berths may be shaped by the outcome of this game, and conference superiority is on the line. This time, it'll go to the ACC. Bennard's loser, Alabama. Well, friends, that's all the gridiron genius I can work up for you this week. Stay tuned next week when I'll have a whole new batch of losers.
This has been Bennard's Losers on the Funnel Fiasco Podcast Network. For advertising information, contact sales@funnelfiasco.com.